Hand tracking is one of the core features of HoloLens. It allows the device to recognize your hands and fingers and track them in space. With fully articulated hand tracking, you can touch, grasp, and move holograms in ways that feel natural. They respond a lot like real objects. This is what we call instinctual interaction. For the best possible experience with HoloLens, you should always go through the eye calibration process. Without calibration, you'll see holograms slightly off from where the device expects them to be for interactions, affecting the accuracy of interacting with holograms using your hands. Also, holograms won't align with the physical environment and eye tracking will be disabled. You may be tempted to skip this step for demos due to the additional time required, but we don't recommend this. HoloLens has sensors that can detect your hands a few feet to either side of you and in front of you. This area is called the hand tracking frame. When you use your hands, you'll need to keep them inside the hand tracking frame or HoloLens won't see them. As you move or look around, the frame moves with you. Be mindful of interactable objects such as menus that are just out of the field of view. You may want to consider disabling interactables to avoid inadvertent interactions. Near interaction involves using your hands to directly manipulate holograms that are close to you. This is the best example of instinctual interaction. Buttons can be activated simply by pressing them. Objects can be picked up by grabbing them, and 2D content behaves like a virtual touchscreen. This makes direct manipulation easy for users to learn and fun. Near interaction is user-friendly because it relies on expectations we have of objects in the real world. Affordances provide the visual and audio feedback that helps make the experience even more intuitive and instills confidence that your interactions will have the desired effect. There are no symbolic gestures to teach users. All interactions are built around a visual element that you can touch or grab. When placing interactable holograms like information or control panels near physical objects, be sure to leave enough distance between the interactable affordances and the physical object to avoid interference when the user attempts to interact with the hologram using their hands. We've explored interacting with holograms near you, but what about holograms that are outside of arm's reach? Users could always walk toward the far objects to interact with them, but we provide an intuitive and convenient way with far interaction, an input model that enables users to target, select, and manipulate objects that are out of reach. Users prefer to interact with nearby objects. If you have a distant interactable, one approach is to allow the user to select the far hologram to summon it forward to allow near interaction. We've been using a tool called Hand Coach quite a bit to illustrate interactions so you can learn by example. Hand Coach is a set of 3D modeled hands which can be used to help users learn hand interactions with holograms. There may be times when the user is not sure what to do. When the user hesitates to interact in an interaction scenario, you can use the hand coach to demonstrate the expected interaction options. You may want to delay the initial appearance of hand coach, which will give the user the opportunity to interact with the intended hologram without training. Remember that hand coach is a tool to help in learning the intended hand interaction. Until the user attempts the hand interaction on their own, you should loop the animated hands with a slight delay between each appearance. AirTap and tap and hold are gestures you've been using for far interaction. We recommend avoiding the creation of custom gestures for your applications, where possible. The variety of intuitive interactions using direct manipulation for near and far holograms should be sufficient for most experiences. Custom gestures are difficult to teach and difficult for users to keep track of from application to application. In this chapter, we've provided an overview of hand tracking and the ways it can be used to interact with holograms in your environment. When using hand tracking, we recommend the following. Embrace instinctual interactions because there's no learning curve. Affordances are important for providing feedback and instilling confidence an interaction will do what you expect. Avoid showing the hand mesh. Enable hand raise so users can interact with far objects. The size of interactables will determine how users interact with them. Avoid the creation of custom gestures. Use Hand Coach to help your users when they are hesitant. Hand tracking gives you the satisfaction of direct manipulation, letting you experience what it feels like to actually touch and interact with a hologram.